Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, and this begins our uninterrupted sports conversation at 888-729-9494. But you say, Johnny Marks, well, you can give the number, but why would I call? Well, here's why you're going to call. First of all, I have Joe G with me today as Ike returns tomorrow. Jack Fritz in the house. Ben's on a choo-choo train to we don't know where or nowhere. But here's why. Because the Philadelphia Phillies have a chance to make a franchise-changing trade in the next 12 to 24 hours. Let's lay it out for you. At midnight last night, John Morosi of – is he still Fox, MLB.com?
I think he works for everybody, but yeah, Morosi.
All right, so he's one of the guys. He's one of the heavy hitters when it comes to information.
No doubt.
He comes out and more or less says that the Phillies are the finalists to get Manny Machado.
And they would include Medina, who everyone was kind of saying the whole time. Adonis Medina, top prospect, yep. One of the top prospects, probably going. He said they could give him, they probably get him.
Yep. So I wake up for my 2:30 baby screaming, have to put her back to bed, go to the bathroom, pull out my phone, and I read it. And I'm laying in bed, big smile on my face. I'm like, oh, we get to come in tomorrow. I'm so happy. And then by the time I'm eating breakfast, not long after breakfast, the other heavy hitters come in and say, nope, the Dodgers are now the team to beat. They've increased their offer, and they are the team, as of right now, it seems like it's getting the player, getting Manny Machado. So we came in here today kind of like, oh, man, you know. You know what I said? I said, no, screw that. The Phillies still have an opportunity to get this player. The Phillies still have an opportunity to increase their offer. Now, I know you don't want to include everything. I know you don't want to give Sixto Sanchez. I know that you want to give the least amount possible. But damn it, if you have a chance to get Manny Machado, even if it's for a rental, you take the risk and you make a bold move. Be bold. We're going to hashtag be bold on Twitter. Gabe Kapler's going to make this a T-shirt, and it's all over the clubhouse and everything else. When I go on Twitter, Joe Giglio, if I hashtag be bold, the Phillies symbol comes
up. That's right.
If you want to be bold, then freaking be bold. If that means you have to increase your offer to get this player, get the player. It's not like you didn't want the player to begin with. You wanted the player. You want to give him $500 million next year. Go get him right now and get the player. Get him here and keep him here through free agency. So that's what we started off talking about. The latest tweet regarding this is actually from a local reporter, Todd Zalecki of MLB.com, who says the following. Multiple reports have Manny Machado likely headed to the Dodgers, but Phillies have no reason to believe they're out of it yet. Doesn't mean they'll get him. It just means nothing is finalized.
Interesting. Now, two local guys, Scott Lauber of Philly.com and Zalecki, both are hearing the same thing. This isn't over yet, which means that gives credence to what you're saying here, John. That leads me to believe there is a window open where this isn't done yet. If the Phillies want to increase their offer further, I don't think the Orioles are going to hang on the phone.
They are not done yet, and nothing's finalized. They're going through the final stages, they're making sure that medicals, if the Dodgers have presented their best offer, the Phillies will still get a chance to present their best offer, and the Dodgers may have another chance.
And this is where you want them to be bold, and I'm worried that they're going to be too bold, and I don't want to overpay. I think there is a point where you overpay for a rental for 2.5 months. That's all they're guaranteed. The postseason isn't guaranteed, and the idea of, oh, he's going to re-sign if he comes here is not a guarantee. They'd have a better opportunity, sure, they'd have him in the building. No guarantee. And I cannot overpay for a rental. I just don't think it's worth it.
So I asked on Twitter, and we had like 3,000 votes. It might be the biggest poll that I've done. Almost 3,400 votes. Phillies need to be bold or not overpay. 66% of the people on Twitter are saying be bold. And I couldn't agree more. It's one thing to get the player. It's one thing to risk giving prospects up. It's another thing to not get them. It's another thing to now you don't have them. Let's start the second half. Let's go post All-Star break. And it's like the air was just taken out of a balloon. The Phillies can't afford to not get this done now. Can they afford to? Yeah, life will move on. Could the Phillies still make the playoffs, Joe?
Sure.
Of course they can make the playoffs. I would almost still expect them to do it.
And they would have to make other moves, but yeah, they could.
888-729-9494, but they can't. I'm telling you, they can't. They can't afford to not make their best play to get this guy because you can't afford to miss an opportunity to do something special this year. And what's special doesn't have to be a World Series. It has to be to reignite the spark down at Citizens Bank Park. It has to bring life back to that ballpark, night in and night out. Not a Friday game where they have nice attendance and there's some electricity in the house. I'm talking about from here until the end of the season, this becomes the team to watch in Philadelphia.
Here's the problem.
They can't afford not to do it.
They created this by these rumors being out there. A week ago, if I'd have told you, oh, the Yankees or Dodgers would trade for him and the Phillies are going to wait to sign him a free agency, I don't think there'd be a lot of upset people. Like, there might be some people saying, oh, they should have gotten involved. It felt like he was here already.
It did.
It feels like Manny Machado is going to go down with Mikal Bridges and Frank Gore, of all these athletes that were never really here, but you thought they were.
And today it feels like he's going to L.A. By tomorrow, maybe it feels like that he's coming back to the Phillies.
I'll throw one more thing at you.
Yeah.
The All-Star game could be postponed tonight. The weather here is not great. It's even worse down in D.C. That would give the Phillies, or the Dodgers, or anybody, potentially one more day before the game's played to get involved in this. Because everyone thinks it'll be announced sometime after the game ends.
They don't want to do it.
They don't upstage the game.
They don't want to do it. Yeah, they're not going to do it. So if the game's tomorrow, they're going to have to wait till Thursday.
Right.
And the game's Friday. They could still do it. So depending on what happens tonight. Now, Aaron Nola says he expects to pitch the fourth or the fifth inning.
Okay.
According to Scott Lauber of Philly.com. So you had that. And John Johnson's coming up at 6 o'clock. Let me read you his tweet. I'm going to give the phone number. And then, damn it, Phillies fans, I want to hear what you have to say. John Johnson says, this is a tweet. When it's within your power to get a superstar, you make it happen. Real superstars are rare in every sport. Both Phillies and Sixers have that opportunity. It's always a risk, but one worth taking. You're damn right. You have a chance to get Manny Machado. If he's going to leave, you trade for him, he's going to leave and go wherever else, then you made your best shot and you left, and it's like, damn. All right, we're going to harass him for the rest of his career. But you go and you do it. You be bold. You can have a hashtag be bold, then go out and be bold. 888-729-9494. Phillies fans. Be bold or don't overpay. He could leave after 2018. He could. Or he could stay, sign a contract extension, and the rest is history. 888-729-9494. You're already down with giving up a pretty good amount of Joe Giglio in a trade.
There's just a line, and I'm not giving up more than that line.
Here's the other thing. You don't want to give up the top prospect. I don't either. You know what you do? You do something Howie Roseman would do. You get creative. You say to the Baltimore GM, all right, listen, I'm not giving you Sixto Sanchez. What can we do? How can we figure this out? How about J.P. Crawford? I like J.P. Crawford. I'm a J.P. Crawford fan. How about J.P. Crawford?
That might get it done. That might. People are down on him because he hasn't played well in a very short sample. But a year ago, people thought he's a future really good player in the big leagues. That might help.
Get it done. 888-729-9494. Between now and 5 o'clock, we're also going to ask you a Phillies question. The first person in on the regular phone line will win the Phillies and Padres tickets for Friday night. Tickets available at Phillies.com, of course. All
could
right?
be Machado's first game here. At worst, it's...
Better be.
You could say hello to our old friend Freddie Galvis.
Listen, it's one thing if the Phillies can't match the package of the Dodgers, and they just... Phillies put in a better offer, and the Dodgers say, all right, we'll sweeten our pot or whatever. Like, listen, if the Dodgers win the bidding, they win the bidding. But I don't want to be because the Phillies are like, oh, no, we just can't. No, we can't include this guy or whatever.
And this stuff will leak when it's over. Someone will have some sort of story on the Phillies run willing to give up X, Y, and Z.
Get it
done. And then we will base our opinion on what we hear then.
Don't take no for an answer, Matt Klentak.
Be smart, Matt Klentak.
Get it done. 888-729-9494. You can get it done without giving up every prospect that you think you know you've ever played, but you never seen a play. All right? And I don't want them to trade Sixto Sanchez, just for the record. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's do it. Kevin, what's up, man? You'll lead off.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How are you?
I wanted to chime in, and I think you just got to put all your chips in and go for it. You know, you have the same chance at the end of the season of signing him one way or the other. It's probably going to be the Yankees or something like that. But, you know, everything clicks this year. It's not like we're going to go on another seven-year run. I mean, it's possible, but it doesn't work that way. Everyone's referring to, like, the last franchise run that we had of success. It doesn't work that way. I mean, everything's clicking now, today. You have to go with it. You have to roll with it.
But you know what? They can go on that kind of run, Kevin. I'm not ruling that out. They're all young. They're all under contract. There's no bad contracts here. Will they have a run as good as that Phillies team? Probably not. I mean, that would kind of be crazy to predict, but this team could be good for a while, Kevin.
It should be good for a while, but if it's ahead of schedule right now somehow and we're in first place, and we don't have a crazy offensive threat, no one major.
No, I mean, the offense isn't very good.
That's why they need him.
You kind of need him. I'm not saying Scott Carey himself. I kind of like him too, but anyone else other than Sixto is okay.
Anybody else?
We regretted some guys being traded away before, but you're not going to regret Manny Machado, not this season at least. And, you know, you got to hope for the best, and that's all.
Great call, Kev.
Let me paint this picture for you, because I don't think anyone has thought of this.
Yeah.
There's a chance Manny Machado shows up anywhere he goes. It doesn't have to be Philadelphia. He can go to the Dodgers and not be great the next couple months. He can go into a slump. Like, it's a short period. The longer you have a great player, the more he'll separate himself from average players. But in a short period, like, I keep saying this, over the last month, if I gave you Manny Machado's stats and Michael Franco's, you couldn't tell the difference.
Anything could happen.
In a short period. Now, over 5 years, Manny's way better than Michael.
But, I mean, we've seen it happen before. He comes in, goes in a slump, then it gets in his head because we're pissed.
Right.
This guy gave up all this and he can't even hit.
No guarantee. Now,
it's a tough place to play, Joe.
It is. I recognize the other side. He could be hot and carry them and they go to the playoffs. Like, that's real, and I think that's why people are excited, but there's no guarantee he leads his team to the playoffs. No guarantee.
Here's a, I'll help your argument and how and I don't feel this way, but it is part of it. When the Phillies were talking about reacquiring Curt Schilling, there was a couple young players in the Phillies farm system named Ryan Madsen and Chase Utley that they could have gotten Curt Schilling back in Philly for those two players, and Ed Wade said no, and he ended up getting traded to Boston.
And he won a World Series there?
He did. I don't know if the Phillies win a World Series here with their team and Curt Schilling.
Probably
not. But Chase Utley stayed and became one of the franchise greats. Ryan Madsen was a huge piece of that 2008 title run. And really, for all those years, Madsen was a great player. I remember that the Phillies actually were trying to trade, if reporting was correctly, Ryan Howard, when he was a minor league player, for Chris Benson with the Pirates. And the Pirates said no. Because they had Jim Thome. Why would they need Ryan? They tried Ryan Howard out in left field, and there was no way he could play left field, and they knew it. And right around that time, they were trying to get over the hump into the playoffs, right? So imagine if those deals would have went through.
Sometimes it's the deals you don't make. They're the best
deals.
Ones. They are. Yep. And then look, Machado's a great player. No one would dispute that. He would make them better. They'd be the favorite to win the NL East. But what's it worth? Like, where's the line? I would love to be a fly on the wall in the Phillies' offices because they're feeling the same thing we're talking about. Where's the line?
I have to trust Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail that they know the line and get it done. They have to get it done. They have to figure out a way to get it done. This is so much more big picture than just, well, they could lose a couple prospects. Well, maybe it doesn't even get them to the World Series. This is about setting a tone for this organization.
That
they are going into next season and this season. John Middleton setting a tone. This is a championship organization. This is the first piece of that.
And I brought it up yesterday, the 07 team, when they got to the playoffs and lost, they all talked about it in that documentary the other night. That sprungboard them. So there is that. That exists. Get to the playoffs this year. It gets you forward to next year.
All right. I'm convincing you. We'll do that Phillies question for the tickets coming up here in a matter of minutes. All right. John and Malvern. John, what's up, brother?
Hi. Hear me out here. I got a few points.
Yeah.
If you guys are really true Philly fans, you're being completely and utterly irresponsible in promoting this trade. Number one.
Well, it's me. Okay. It's not us.
Listen. Number one.
Yeah.
We won the World Series with our farm system.
Right.
Number two, we added a Hall of Fame pitcher, two All-Star pitchers, and another All-Star in Pence. That's three All-Stars and a Hall of Fame pitcher and gave up prospects for it. What did we win? Nada.
Right.
Number three, okay? The only reason that we're competitive now or that we have a chance is because we took our farm system, which wasn't even their prime anymore, and got prospects out of it. And you guys want to sit there and promote a trade for a guy.
No, it's me. It's not you guys. It's me, John.
I don't want to give up. John, I'm with you. John, I'm with you.
John, hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to bring you back on.
I'm with him. I don't want to give up a ton.
I know. It's a conversation. So you can just try to plow right through us and continue to talk, or we can have a conversation. So I'll try one more time. Let's try it again. John from Malvern. John, you're on 94 WIP. John.
We won with our farm system. We didn't win by giving away our farm system. We're back in first place.
Yeah, so you don't want to give up too much to get a player that ultimately could just leave. I get it. It's not a stupid opinion. I would give up young players.
You guarantee resigning him. If you can't guarantee resigning him, I can't for him.
Okay.
Zero. Zilch.
All right, John. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean it's not crazy to have the opinion of whoa, I don't want to trade Sixto Sanchez and Adonis Medina and Adam Haseley and our top prospects. I understand that. I would. Get them. What do you care about some friggin' prospect? You know what I care about? I care about going down with my buddies in August and having that place on fire. Now betting for the Phillies, shortstop Manny Machado. And I'm sitting in the seat instead of drinking a beer or going to the bathroom because Manny Machado's coming up. Those days don't exist at Citizens Bank Park.
They don't. And I hear you. And I know that he would rile this town would go on fire if Machado got here. We all know that. But you can't just have I can't have the mentality where I'm going to give anything up because that's how you make a bad trade for 2 months.
Angry Al checking in.
I know where this is going.
Yep.
Johnny March.
Angry Al's finally giving it up for Kapler.
I know.
Huh?
You're finally giving it up for Kapler, yeah.
Look, yeah. The team is winning, so I'm giving it up for the team. I still don't like them.
All right.
They could win the World Series. All right.
Forget about Kapler. Are you being bold? Do you understand? You understand why you do this, Al?
Dude, let's go bold. I mean, like Habanero bold. You got to get the guy. And I'm too old. I might be dead. You guys are talking about what's going to happen 2 years from now and this, that, and the third. I want to see some playoff baseball this year and any kind of exciting baseball. And I don't care about a pitching prospect. I really don't. And I'm telling you, I would trade Kingery. Bye.
Al, it makes no sense, Al. No sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
I have
my own opinion.
But it makes – why? Why would you trade a guy?
First of all, I don't think the guy is all he's made out to be.
Oh, geez.
He's got a perfect little contract to trade. And if you're going to get Manny Machado out of it, I'm not missing out on Manny Machado trying to hang on to Scott Kingery.
You're trading 9 years of Scott Kingery for 2 months.
You say 2 months, but I say if I get him in the building and we make a push for the playoffs, he's going to want to stay here.
But that's
and
you know what that is.
His money, whatever.
That
so
is
what?
Hopeful thinking. That's not reality, Al. He's a free agent when the year ends.
You know what reality is? It's raining outside. You can't tell me anything else beyond that. You ain't got enough facts to say what you're saying is going to happen.
Al,
and what I'm
here's
saying
the,
is not.
Al, here's a fact. He's a free agent when the year ends.
Right, so if you treat him right enough, and if he likes it here, he may
it helps.
Stay.
It helps.
He may not.
It helps. You see what the problem is, Al? Joe Giglio is poo-pooing what he believes how valuable it is to have a guy in house. He believes, and thank you, Al. Joe, you believe that? Oh yes, sure. It's good to have him in here, but you don't really believe it matters.
Not that much.
But here's what I believe. But it matters.
A little bit. You know what matters more?
What?
How many zeros are on that contract?
Yes, but we know the Phillies are going to do that. If they don't bring him in, it may not matter. He may just use the Phillies to increase the offer from another team.
He might. Or the other side of this is reality, though. He could come here. You could trade. Let's say the Phillies trade and make a big trade, and they be bold, and they do what everyone wants. And then at the year ends, and he says, you know what? I always wanted to play in New York anyway. Thanks, Philadelphia. Then what? Then what was this all for? It was all for what? To get excited in August and September? I want to be excited for the next 5 years.
You're damn right. Well, then why can't you have both? You can have both.
It makes it harder.
Okay, maybe.
Does trading for Manny Machado make the 2019 Phillies better? Can you say that?
Well, in some aspects, yes, but others, no.
Yeah,
it can give playoff experience.
Yes, that could help.
It can give a taste. But if he leaves, no.
The Kapler voice is strong.
Yeah.
You throw it in there when you don't even want it. It's there.
I'm brainwashed. I really am. No, Joe, like with anything else, anything else that you do, there's risks, right? Kawhi Leonard. You acquire Kawhi Leonard. There's a better chance. How about this? I believe there's a better chance that Manny Machado would resign in Philly, then Kawhi would resign in the same situation.
Even though the Sixers inherently, by the rules, could offer
more money.
Philly's, there's no rule on that.
Machado hasn't come out and said, well, I only want to play for the Dodgers.
No, he hasn't.
I believe him when he says he wants to play for the Lakers.
And look, all the
you could change that.
You can. But all the guys here, Manny loves. Like, I think there's a good chance he signs here anyway.
Robin Overbrook has a good point. Rob, what do you got, brother? Hello, Rob.
Hello?
I got you, man. You have a good.
You have a good point, so give it to me. You got a great show. Here's the thing.
Thank you.
All right, I got several points here. Number one, when a team starts going that way of that $250 million player, it doesn't work. It hasn't worked for the Angels with Pujols. It hasn't worked with Oakland, with Cano. When you start giving up that much of your payroll to one guy, it just doesn't work out because baseball is too big of a game for one guy to make a difference. The best player in the game is Mike Trout, and what's his team doing?
Yep.
So, you know, I think you talk show radio likes to, you know, you some people want him here because it gives you guys something to talk about. But in the long run,
I'm saying this is a Phillies fan, legit. Like, this is all Phillies fan coming from me. I hear what you're saying, but
you're not wrong, Rob. Yeah. There's one variable I don't think you're throwing in there, Rob. That he's really young. So is Harper. If you're going to do those kind of deals, you do it to a 25-year-old.
Cano is 30-ish.
Right. The two that worked out, I think, were Jeter and A-Rod's first contract because they were this age. They were 25. You could do it with a 25-year-old, not a 30-year-old, Rob.
Listen. No one baseball player, because baseball is too big of a game. It's too many variables. No one player is worth that kind of money if they can't. And here's the thing. If Machado... If you can't guarantee me a World Series win, I don't want the playoffs. Who cares about that? If you can't guarantee me a World Series win, then don't gut your team.
Yeah, but you can never be guaranteed a World Series win. That's not a guarantee. You can never guarantee that.
Then don't do it. Here's the other thing.
Okay.
Houston, they did it through their farm system and the draft and being patient. You know, and the other thing is the Phillies, the way they're constructed, even with Machado, they're not going to win a World Series this year. They don't have the pitching.
They do have the starting pitching.
Oh, my God. I'm talking about the bullpen and the other variables that they might need to go far in the playoffs. It's just not there. So it's like, why break the bank for 2 months? And here's another thing.
Yeah.
People keep saying, he's going to like it here. What is he going to like? What, is he going to like the Liberty Bell? Old City? You think he'll stay for that?
The clubhouse, the way the organization treats them?
There's something to that, though. Players have come here. Cliff Lee loved it. I acknowledge that's real. Players like to play here.
If you're comfortable and you had success. And
it's a great sports town.
One thing that if you ask any Phillies player about this organization, they always say the same thing. And I worked with Dutch for many years, and not even what people are saying on the microphone. The Phillies are great people. The owners and the organization of the Phillies are fiercely loyal to their employees, to their alumni or whatever. They're a great organization to play for. I can't say the same thing about the team he's with right now.
No, they're a tire fire.
Yes.
It's part of the reason people, the insiders are saying these trade talks are so kind of out of, it's one way,
then
the other
might
way.
Be all over the place.
Yeah, because it's like you call one person, like, we had a deal. Then you call the owner, it's like, nah, I'm doing something different. They're out of sorts down there.
Yeah. So we have these tickets. Can you type up the prize line there? We have full line, so we have to do it on the prize line. Phillies tickets Friday night to see Manny Machado and the Philadelphia Phillies. Because he is going to get, they're going to be bold and they're going to do the trade, Joe G.
I wonder if they up the offer. I really do. I wonder how bold they're going to be or if they say, you know what? This is our best offer.
They clam up.
Well, no, we can't offer anything better.
Be bold. All right, here's the question. On this date in 2008, the Phillies acquired this important piece to their championship run. 215. Is it 215? What's the number? You know the contest line number? 215-625-6681. Is that it? 215-625-6681, I hope, is what it is.
Sounds close enough.
Yeah?
We'll find out if the line reads.
We'll try calling it. If not, we're going to have to give you a new one. An important piece into...
The puzzle?
Into the puzzle. But an under-the-radar piece, too.
Yes.
I'll say that.
CeCe Sabathia was traded in 08 to the Brewers.
And that was a rental.
It was a rental.
And he left.
And they offered him a decent contract, but the Yankees offered him more.
More, which is same thing could happen here.
Manny Ramirez was traded. He made a big impact. But the guy the Phillies got, he made a really big impact. In his own way.
It is the right number. 215-625-6681. Acquired on this date in 2008. and he was an important piece. 215-625-6681. So they go, we'll wait for the right answer right there. Let's, who would I want to go to right here? We'll try Joe in Marlton, New Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Was it Matt Stairs?
No, I don't want the, please don't give an answer because it was not Matt Stairs, but no.
Okay.
Incorrect.
All right, well, I don't do it. I'm sorry. It's the Andrew Bynum trade. I just don't give up all that. It's the CC Sabathia trade. Unless he's guaranteed to come here, you're going to give up 5 players. Give up 10 players and go for Trout. And say, hey, Trout might say, hey, listen, I'm leaving. I'm going home anyway. Why don't I help the organization and I'll help myself. I'll go back home and you get 8 players or 10 players. Then it makes sense because at least you have a signed player. But to do something like this is the Andrew Bynum trade, this is the Sabathia trade, unless he said he's staying, you're not guaranteed. The guy before me said it exactly correct. You're not guaranteed anything. You know, I mean, granted, it gives you a better chance because this is an anemic hitting team.
Right.
But it doesn't make sense. Let's say you give up Kingery and he becomes, you know, the Phillies gave up on this guy named Ryan Sandberg. Let's say he becomes the next Sandberg. And Sandberg did nothing up the first year, okay?
Right.
I mean, then they've made a couple good
trades.
Yeah, but
let's forget about Joe. Let's forget about Kingery for a second because he's never been mentioned in any trade talk.
Never.
You're talking about prospects. Okay. You're talking about guys that are in the minors right now.
Okay, so but who are? I mean, the Phillies have 10, what is it, 9 or 10 guys that are going to go to Rule 5, right? So obviously they can get rid of 5 players or maybe 1 trade, or else they're going to lose them next year like they lost Tachi this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to get 5 players and say, okay, we're not going to sign these guys, that's great. Then that's a great trade, okay? And then like I brought up a couple of days ago, if you're going to take contract back, maybe you take Chris Davis, maybe you take Cobb back. That saves them $48 million and $92 million, and then the Phillies could then trade those players or keep those players. They can make that decision. So that might make sense, but to give up 5 prospects and then this guy walks away, it's like a guy going to the strip club and giving all his money, and he said, "Oh yeah, she likes me." Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Okay.
No, I've never been that guy that thinks the stripper likes him.
Yeah, and that I don't know. I don't get the mentality of that guy.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm not a stripper. I don't want to pay to leave a place more aroused than I walked in. You know what I mean?
Doesn't seem like it makes any sense.
No. Yeah, I mean, look, anybody that's going to call in and say you can't give up for hit the chance to leave, it's not stupid. I totally disagree with it, but it's not stupid. But here's what I'll tell you: for every look at this guy and he turned into this, or look at this guy turned into this. Well, how about Travis d'Arnaud, Kyle Drabek, Michael Taylor, and you know what else you got with Roy Halladay? You got a 3-year contract extension, which made trading those guys easier.
Yes.
None of those guys did anything in the majors. D'Arnaud's the best player, and he's no good, right? So they're prospects for a reason. Prospects for a reason. Adonis Medina, their second best prospect and would be the headliner of this deal, right? He's pitching in high A ball. He's in Clearwater, and he struggled this year. Still got the stuff. He's still got a bright future. He's in single A ball. He's so far away from making the majors. So far away. Jalen Ortiz, a tremendous prospect. He's in Lakewood. He's in low A, right? These are prospects for a reason. If they come back and they become Hall of Fame players, then you know what? Damn. But you're not acquiring Evan DeJesus, who sucked, which is who you traded Ryan Sandberg for.
Or you know Machado could play. That's why the Bynum thing I don't buy, because Bynum was damaged goods before he got here. But look, it's not just about what people keep saying. What are the odds these players become something? And I think anyone has to acknowledge, we don't know. They're lottery tickets, but every time you use them, you don't have them to use again. I'm looking at the Phillies prospect list from 2005, John. They were in it in 2005. It was a year before they started to get in it, right? 2006 and 7, they were close. 2005, their 8th best prospect was Carlos Carrasco. If you use Carlos Carrasco in a trade in 2005, he's not available to trade later when you actually need to use him. The Phillies are going to be good for a while. I think they're going to be able to use these kids for big deals as the years go on, not for rentals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.